Bones.
All right, well, Taylor is here. Is she outside? Come on, bring her in. All right, here she is, Taylor Swift. Come on in. Come in. Clap your hands. Come in.
The clapping.
You're welcome. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up at 6 in the morning.
We had thought maybe they had set up a mock studio like ours and ran you through what we may ask you. That happened? They built a fake one of these and like...
And we had like a trial run?
Yes, like the president does.
Of course. Good. This is a very important day for me.
It is, right. Exactly.
It's important to get it right. You have already gone off script.
I have an article that I'd like to read to you.
Oh,
This is an article written about you and I at the same time. You probably didn't see it in USA Today. Did you?
It depends on what day in USA Today.
Well, when was this, Eddie? Like last Tuesday?
Yes, last Monday.
So they did this article, and it was written by, let me credit the right guy here, Nate Rao. And he says, quote, Bones, that's me. I'm Bobby.
Hey, nice to meet you.
It says, Bones has risen through the radio industry as meteoric as Taylor Swift through country music.
Wow.
Boom.
That's
like
two
meteors in a room right now.
Well, he was like being very complimentary of both of us. I feel like we should send him a thank you note.
Together.
That's what I meant. Like one. But we both sign it and maybe like draw cartoons on it.
Meteors.
That's so exciting.
Like planets. Can you draw?
Yeah.
Are you an artist?
Everyone can draw, like the quality of it is really kind of everyone else's opinion. I'm not like good at it, but I do draw on stuff all the time.
What kind of art do you have in your house?
I don't really have art in my house. I just have pictures of my friends and like my family, and I like to take pictures more than I like to draw.
What's your one favorite picture you have in your house? If you had to pick one picture.
Okay. If I had to pick one, it would probably be of me and T-Pain.
When you were doing the video for the award show?
Yeah. It's just like a really important moment to capture fashion-wise.
What's in the picture?
We're sitting on stairs. Like, we're sitting on the steps, and I have, like, gold chains on and, like, a hat to the side. And, like, I'm basically kind of trying to emulate what he's wearing, which, on me, looked a little choice. He definitely pulls it off better than I do. But it was, like, that was one of the funniest days of my life, I think. So... that's one of my favorite pictures. My picture with James Taylor is one of my favorites. And then I have this picture of my dad in the studio listening to new music like a couple years ago. And it's black and white. And he's just got the biggest smile on his face. And that's kind of like the quintessential memory I have of my dad of like just listening to new music and smiling. So that's one of my favorites too.
So talk about your dad for a second. How influential has he been through your life, career, etc.?
Really influential. My parents are this amazing blend of kind of opposite personalities. And so it works out really well because my mom is the one who I know will tell me if I need to change something or she's kind of real with me all the time. And my dad just thinks everything's great all the time. So that's kind of nice. Like every time I walk up stage, he's like, oh, that was the best show. That was the best show. And it's really nice to get that like positive just constant. He's just so excited about everything, which is nice.
What's your Starbucks drink over there? What do you drink? What do you order?
Oh, this is a skinny caramel latte situation.
I've never tasted coffee. Like, I don't drink coffee.
Like, you never even tried
No,
it.
Never.
I'm judging you.
I've never tried coffee.
Why wouldn't you even try it just one time? Just like, oh, I think I'm going to, I tried it now.
Because it smells bad. Like, I've never tasted beer either. Because...
Well, no, I haven't done that either. No, I have done... Well, I'm not talking about that.
Well, it smells to me like pee. So it doesn't smell like... It's appealing. Beer. Well, and coffee smells like, you know, dookie.
Cigarettes, a little bit.
Yeah, that too.
But I love coffee.
I love coffee, too. Coffee's like such a... I think it's less about the taste, and it's more about...
The experience.
The experience. And
the
it's
experience
just kind of
like a coffee. It's like Disney World.
Like, it becomes like a security blanket, almost.
Me with a little coffee cup and a saucer, that's the experience.
Oh, no, that's cozy.
Yes.
Can you go to Walmart?
Yes.
Do you ever go to Walmart? Do you have to put a disguise on or anything like that?
No. Here's the thing with disguises. Like, I... am not the kind of person who could ever get away with committing any kind of crime, whether it be petty or anything. Like, I would get arrested. Second, I can't wear disguises or else people will know. I can't like lie overtly about things or else like you will know. It's I'm not one of those people who can like, oh my God, go out incognito and nobody will find out. Like someone will find out point and call me a loser for dressing up and trying to like be that girl. And I find it, I guess I've seen like in LA, sometimes this happens. You'll go into a restaurant and there's somebody dressed like just like too many layers of clothing, a hood, a hat, like hunched over. And you know, that's an actor trying not to look famous. Sometimes the disguise gives you away more than just like walking around being normal. And also people don't think that you're like, you have some weird social like issues to work out.
So you do get to kind of be normal?
No.
No?
No, it's not a normal situation going to Walmart for me, but I don't try to make it even weirder by like wearing a wig. Because I've also worn wigs in my music videos, so people kind of know what that looks like too. There's no doing it. I just never try.
Do you feel a little bit secluded at times because you can't go out? Is it starting to get to that point where a little bit you're like, ah, this kind of sucks now?
Well, I mean, I can go out and I do go out. It's not like a normal situation. It's the most normal in Nashville because people know I've lived here for like 7, 8 years now. So it's the most normal here. And there's no paparazzi here, which is the best thing ever because having every day documented kind of gives you a little bit of anxiety. But I think it's important to go through normal activities. I really like normal activities. I really like hiking and going to the grocery store and doing my own shopping. I like malls. I'm not going to start like hating malls just because malls are like a kind of a social situation for me now, more so than they ever were. It's weird. I used to like go to the mall when I was a kid and there'd be like a group of girls and I'd be like, oh my God, I wish I was included in that group of girls. And now I go to the mall and it's like there's a group of girls and they're like running towards me, which is it's a different dynamic.
Whenever the paparazzi's out in LA, what kind of mean things do they scream at you?
They don't scream mean things at me, which is really nice. Or I just put headphones in or whatever. They're usually just like, are you having a good day today? And I'm just sort of like, I don't, like, this is just so stressful, this whole interaction. So I do what I call kind of like the fear face, where I just kind of like, it looks like I'm just ignoring everybody and I have my head down, but I'm really just like terrified and trying not to trip and fall in front of people.
Do you look through the magazines where they have your pictures, like paparazzi, to go, ooh, that was not a good, moment?
No, that's not. Because like, I think there are a lot of different ways you can approach this from like a mental perspective. When your life changes and all of a sudden everything you do is documented, good and bad, every opinion is like out there. And I think that you can either like put up all these walls and be like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm personally not capable of that because I am a songwriter. I have feelings. I write songs about my feelings. I have to be vulnerable in order to write songs about my life. So I can't like put up walls and not care what people think. So I have to not subject myself to things that are going to hurt my feelings. So I can't read magazines or like Googling myself is like a terrifying idea for me. Sometimes I'm scared of newspapers. It's not weird. Like I don't run from them, but like I just don't really read stuff that isn't like an album review. Like I'll read an album review in the New York Times or Rolling Stone or something, but I'm not going to read like something that says that like I did something I didn't do or like some angle on it that's twisted and weird or trying to make it seem like it was wrong or I just don't really have it in me to look at stuff like that. That was the longest answer to any question you've ever asked.
I was just staring at the cookies.
For 50 hours.
Did you bring cookies in?
Yeah, I did.
Are those for us or did you just bring them and you're not done eating them?
Breakfast.
I brought them for you guys. I was obsessed with baking things with like pumpkin and cinnamon and stuff like last month. And now I'm on to like peppermint stuff.
So what are the cookies? Peppermint?
They're mint chocolate chip cookies. Like the kind of like the ice cream you would get that's mint with chocolate chips. It's like that kind of cookie.
Well, I have you something too. Hand me that thing right there. This is a pumpkin?
Okay. That's not for me.
What are you talking about?
They're looking at you.
When you brought a gift to me, I have one for you. This is a pumpkin with orange flowers in it to show our appreciation for coming on our show.
No, they all definitely gave you away there.
Where did this come from?
That Rick and Premier gave that to me for 30 Abes.
Oh.
And she really likes it and you just took it from her.
No, I would.
I need to take it out of the paper though.
Okay.
The never plastic. Mind.
Taylor Swift is with us here. Hey, let me have a cookie. Hey, oh. Cody, come here. I want you to talk to Taylor about something. Cody is our intern.
It's like,
okay.
We have like a topic.
And they're green.
They are. They're green like the ice cream.
Yeah.
Gene, you made these really?
Yeah, I made them yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Well, what is it supposed to make those like today? There's no hours left in the day.
Did you make them for us or are they leftovers?
Yes, I made them for you.
Just ask them.
They're so cynical.
Well, okay, see this guy here, he's got a date tonight.
Hey.
And he needs some advice from, because Cody, how old are you?
Show your shoes.
Show your, do you have Velcro shoes on?
Those are sick. No, that's good.
See, I told you they're cool.
He's, I like it. They're childlike. I like it.
And he's childlike.
That's good.
So he has a date tonight. How old is she, 22? You're 20?
Yeah.
So from one girl to another young guy. Right. What should he take her to do tonight? Because everything I tell him, he doesn't like.
Everything. What's the dynamic so far? She likes him.
She works here. Date. She works in there, and they're both interns.
Sorry, they're talking over you a lot. What did you say?
We're both interns here.
But the dynamic is that you both like each other, or do you like her and you're not sure if she likes you, or she likes you and you're not sure?
That right there.
Okay, so you like each other.
Maybe. I don't know if she does or not.
Okay, so you don't want to do something to like candle it and like seclude it or anything, because that could. You want to do something fun. Take her to a pumpkin patch or like a hayride or something. Is that happening here? Is that a thing?
I have gotten advice to do that.
Okay, then do that. Do something with coffee. Go get coffee and then take the coffee and go on a hayride or go to a pumpkin patch. Do we have corn mazes? Do we have things like, because corn maze, you could get lost.
Research
in a
all
corn
of this,
maze.
Cody.
Oh my God, we're
I
in
am.
A corn maze.
I'm lost in taking notes.
It's so cute that this, like, go to, I know. What's that thing that we have here? That with all the lights and it's.
Cheekwood.
Go to Cheekwood.
All right, Cheekwood it is.
All right, you're done, Cody.
Sorry.
You're free to go.
Damn.
All right, there he is.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Taylor. Well, I just told him to go to bingo.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea.
That's actually an awesome idea.
Yeah, bingo's fun.
That's a great idea.
Do you ever go play bingo? Have you played bingo?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. You have to get in the
knot. I have it in my life, but not in the context of a date situation.
We go play with all the old people in the daubers, but we have to get in the non-smoking room because. Because
you would have to.
Oh, I mean, it's like a cloud in there.
Because it smells too much like coffee for you.
That's true. Listen, I don't like cigarettes, I don't like coffee, and I don't drink beer. I don't touch people either, really. I'm a germaphobe. So if I were you, and you were like touching, do you ever get nervous?
I'm a neat freak, and I don't understand germaphobes, because you cannot see bacteria. So it's not as scary for me. Like, I'll clean stuff, but like, not as much as germaphobes. I feel like there's two categories. There's the neat freaks, and we need things to look nice all the time, and we need like pillows to not be like crunched.
Are you OCD?
I mean, I don't know if we should discuss that right now.
Like, I can't go to sleep. I have to go through my house and check every drawer, every door, and it has to be everything has to be closed. And I have to check it every night before I go to bed.
No, you don't want someone to break into your house.
But I have had people break into my house before.
So I don't think that makes you OCD. I think that makes you like, you know, I don't know.
But my cabinets, they all have to be closed. I check every one of them.
Well, people could be hiding in there.
That's correct. But you.
No, I don't judge you at all for that. I judge you for the germaphobe thing a little bit, because if you're like the guy who like is washing his hands like 15 times a minute.
That's me.
That's going to hurt your skin. That's going to just be like stressful for everybody a little bit. But the checking your doors, I wouldn't like diagnose yourself with stuff, because like I kind of do that too. There could be people hiding everywhere.
I got jumped at a radio station. Attacked.
So that's why you just have a little bit of like a post-traumatic stress situation of people jumping out at you, breaking into stuff, stealing stuff from you.
I got robbed at gunpoint at an ATM.
Are you lying about that? That's not a nice thing to lie about.
No, swear to God. A gun to my head. I said, how much money do you have in there? I said, I didn't have any. And
I can't tell if you're telling a story.
Guys.
No, true.
True story.
No, I don't lie.
So that's
why
you do this.
No, okay.
And ask me to call the police.
Okay, so that's why you're security conscious. And that's all it is.
Yeah, sure. I have a Fort Knox security system in my house.
That's like, as you should, because you have terrible luck with people with intruders.
Yeah. Been robbed at gunpoint. Got jumped at the radio station. Had death threats. Someone threatened the president, said they were me. CIA pulled me off the air once.
What?
Then you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
They came in and jerked me off. They threw me in a room. I thought I was going to Guantanamo. Like, I was convinced I was a terrorist. I was like, oh yeah, I did it. I didn't, but I was convinced. Those guys work really well.
Who did that? Can you sue someone who did that?
They went and got them. They didn't tell me who it is, but it felt very Homelandy. You watch Homeland?
No, but I want to, because everybody tells me to.
Oh, it's
so
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. What do you watch?
I'll watch like Friends for you know, 5 hours straight, or I'll go on HGTV and just never turn it off, or Food Network, or I watch like all the crime shows.
Do you watch Scandal?
No, but everybody tells me to.
Oh, it's the best.
To,
I just started. I spent 3 days. I watched 2 seasons, 3 days.
Maybe that's what I might do when I get home today.
Yeah, that show is awesome. All right, let's talk. All right, let's play Red, and then we'll come back. We'll take a breather.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Take a breather and come back? Will you hang out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing anything.
All right, good. Taylor Swift is here. All right, we're going to play Red. We'll be back in just a second.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin. And his love was like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street.
If you're in the car and your song comes on, do you turn it up or do you change the channel?
I turn it up.
You do turn it up loud?
Yeah, I get excited.
Still, that's cool.
Well, yeah, it's being on the radio. That's never not something that I really, really wanted for my whole life before this started happening, you know? And it's like, it's one of those things that you feel like, those are the moments where I'm like, okay, like take this in, really, really experience this. Because, you know, it's not going to happen forever.
Your education center is opening. You're doing the whole Country Music Hall of Fame, the whole wing. So tell me about that.
There's like a ribbon cutting situation happening.
Really? Do you get to cut the ribbon?
I've never cut a ribbon for stuff or anything, really.
So what is it exactly? Before. I know it's a community center slash...
Well, it's next year they're opening an exhibit. And essentially it's classrooms that are opening now, which are education spaces for lectures and classes and demonstrations and music lessons. And it's kind of like... It's going to start the education portion of it now, and then next year is when there's going to be an exhibit. And so we're going to be planning the exhibit for the next year. But I think it was a priority for all of us to open the actual classrooms right now, which is really awesome.
You said earlier you watch Friends a lot. I just was handed the story that Jennifer Aniston said she doesn't want a Friends reunion. Do you have a statement on that?
I respect her opinion. I mean,
I demand a Friends reunion.
No,
that's my statement.
No, if they don't want to, then why should they have to? You know what I'm saying?
I bet Joey wants to.
I think they have a better pulse on it.
I bet Joey wants to.
No, he's on a great show.
He is on a good show now. Yeah, fit it. Yeah, you're right. He is on HBO, right? No,
yes.
It's the Showtime. Showtime. It's on Showtime.
Something good.
Okay, I bet Phoebe wants it.
They do. They do.
She's been in a lot of movies.
Okay, I want it. It's me. I'm the one who wants it.
And you're putting it on other people.
That's true. Taylor asked me during the break, when is Dr. Jekyll, or no, Mr. Hyde coming out?
Well, I was just, I mean...
Did they warn you about me? Be honest.
This is just critical thinking, and yes.
Okay, good. What did they say? I know they did. What did they say about me? Because I'm really a nice guy. There's nothing malicious about me. 0%. But I just do things differently than other people.
With my experience with like nice guys and not nice guys, the ones that are not nice are the ones who try to label themselves as a nice guy.
I'm not a nice guy, though. No?
Within the first 5 minutes.
Did I say I was a nice guy?
You just said it 37 seconds ago.
I had to combat your, where is Dr. Hyde? And I said, hey, I'm a nice guy.
Well, I didn't say that on the air. You said that on the air. Yeah. I said that in conversation.
Yeah, that hurt.
Might
it hurt,
have been
though.
Aggressive.
It hurt a little bit. So what do they say about me? Because I know they warn everyone about me.
You don't want to know what people say about you. I'm not asking you what people say about me, am I?
I'll tell you.
No, because that's I don't want to know that.
Huh.
Yeah. So we seem to be
at a stalemate. That's correct. We do. Very interesting. Taylor Swift is in the studio right now. But really, how about this? I'm a genuine dude.
What's happening right now?
I'm telling you, I'm not Mr. Hyde.
What have you heard about me?
I'm not. Do you want to know? Do you want to trade?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm happy to trade
like
stories. We're both meteors. Let's share meteor stories.
Oh my God, this is amazing. We're both meteors.
We're both meteors flying through the sky.
This story will never end, by the way.
By the way,
meteoric.
No, wait a minute. I've been tweeting you for like 2 weeks.
That's why I brought cookies, because I knew you were going to give me a hard time about that. Oh. I show up in your studio, which is sort of like tweeting you back, but times 50.
Oh, man. The cookies are pretty good.
Thank you.
Has this been awkward at all?
No.
I haven't thought so either. One of my friends said it was going to be like The Office, watching it, but listening to the radio.
What do you mean?
Because I was going to ask you about why you haven't tweeted me. Does your Twitter account just go, because I only have 135,000 followers, and I can kind of manage it. On your phone, when you hit it, you can't even look at it, can you? It's nonstop.
I mean, I can look at it, and I kind of have to, because it's my Twitter, but there's certain...
Snap! Dang! Oh, snap! Got me. Okay, continue.
I mean, you know, it's interesting because it's selective. Like, you do want to see, people like saying stuff like, "Oh, I'm listening to your song," like at Taylor Swift 13 song right now. But you like don't want to see some of the other stuff. Like,
if people are really rude on Twitter.
It's definitely a possibility for people to be, kind of like juvenile and terrible. But I see certain things and I have to like not see other things. So a lot of the time what I'll do is I'll the things that I don't see, I'll have people like watching it all the time for like really cool stuff that I missed because I was either sleeping or like whatever. And then I'll have them send me like mass emails and I'll read it all in the form of the email so that I don't have to read like.
And I should do that. Will you guys keep track of my nice tweets? I've got death threats on Twitter before that had to be. I had a guy tell me what day he was going to come shoot me.
That is so ineffective on his part.
Right. Right. That's what I said, too. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, that's you know.
How tall are you?
5'10".
Have you always been the tallest girl?
I mean, you know, like, I've always been, like, the second or third tallest girl, because there's always someone taller than you who plays basketball really well or something, you know?
You left public school at what age? Like, 14, 15?
I was 15, and that's when I went on radio tour. So now I'm 23. So, I don't know why that was important.
It's 8 years.
Yeah, I think I was just like kind of like going like, how long has it been since I've been in school? I went to public school out in Hendersonville for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. And I'm really glad that I went to school because it really shaped a lot of kind of, I think social dynamics of walking into a cafeteria and not knowing where you're going to sit is kind of like an important human experience.
Every day of my life. Still.
Still.
I'm so awkward.
You're still in a metaphoric cafeteria.
I go home and I don't come out of the house until it's time to come do this. Is that true or false?
True.
Thank you.
But that's kind of what most people do, right? Isn't that what most people
do? Am I like most people?
No.
Do most people socialize more than that?
I'm a hermit.
Meteors
my dog's my best friend.
Meteors are so like withdrawn these days.
Yep. I do this and I'm like blah 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 and then I got nothing to say. As soon as it's over, turn it off.
I can relate to that.
What do you do after a show? Do you eat all the bad food that they bring in? Or do you kind of keep it and just eat vegetables and you know the tuna?
That doesn't seem like it. The second thing you said, because that just seems
the
like...
The tuna?
You know, like the celebrity birdseed diet that like where like they just don't eat anything except for like...
Birdseed?
No, I was... That's a joke, but it was... got it.
Zing!
They're like...
Finally, someone else is taking some bullets over here.
Like frozen peas. Victoria Beckham was said to eat frozen peas, and that's it.
And that's it.
Well, if you heat them up, that doesn't really do anything to the calorie...
Ray, our producer, only ate tuna for how long, Ray? Like 4 months?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
He was trying to get one of modeling jobs, so he only ate tuna for 4 months. That's the only meal he ate.
I don't know. I don't really do that. I try to, it's a common sense thing, I think. You try to like have sort of a gauge on whether you've been healthy, but I don't really put many rules on it because I think that would like kind of cut my will to live in half, sort of.
Can I tell you my favorite song on the album?
Yeah, you can.
It's my favorite song. And we had Ed play it just by himself. He had never played it by himself. And he came in and he played it by himself on
our
show.
That's so cool. Yeah. I know he came in here like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It was just a joke. By the way, it was just a joke when he sent the video. I'm sorry. I got in so much trouble for that.
What?
Ed texted you a video of me saying, "Hey, Taylor, I'm glad, I hope you don't remember it because I got in a lot of trouble."
What did you do?
I said, "Hey, Taylor, it's Bobby. Come in. Let's go. Let's hang out." And then I said, "Ed, send that." And he sent it because he was here. He's a friend. And then he sent
he
it.
Didn't
and then
send me a video. You can look at my phone.
Then he lied. Then why did I get in trouble?
He probably told on you.
Well, then Ed and I will have to have a talk. Don't tell him we had this conversation because I'll be waiting for him.
It's just got awkward.
He was in here, and I love Ed, and I was, and you know, we're a country show, but we do a lot of stuff that is not typical country. Obviously, look at us. You know, we're just a bunch of idiots. So Ed comes in, and I'm like, dude, let's play some music. And I say, play that song. And he told me the trampoline. You guys were on the trampoline, and you wrote, you know, the song on the trampoline.
Yeah.
I said, play it. And he plays it. He goes, I never played it without Taylor. I said, well, do it anyway. And he did. And it was awesome. And then I said, here, let me send Taylor a message. Pull your phone out. And so he hits record. And then
he probably got mad at you for that.
And then he sends it. Well, whatever, whomever got
so
somebody.
So wait, what did you do on the video?
Nothing.
Though?
That's the thing. I did nothing. I said, hey, Taylor, it's Bobby. Can't wait to see you. Let's hang out. Boom, send. I didn't get naked or anything.
Maybe he invited you to lunch.
Oh, maybe I did. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe.
But
that's
maybe.
May or may not have.
Well, he didn't send it.
Well, then I'm going to have to call Ed later on this morning. He's in England right now, but I'll have to call him.
Wow. Or maybe one of those, you know, sometimes you send a text and it gives you that exclamation point with the red if it didn't go through, and sometimes you don't know it didn't go through.
You know what you can also do is if you send a text and you realize you don't want to send it, and all of a sudden you're like, ah,
I need to know.
And you turn your phone off right away.
No way. That doesn't work.
Yes, it does. I know that this works because I've done it at least 15 times.
All right, give me your number. I'll try it.
Well, that's genius.
He could have done that.
Yeah.
Send off.
Well, whatever the case, if you got upset at me, I'm sorry.
I didn't get upset. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Good, then that's
still,
good. Then I win.
Yes, that is what that means.
I win. Then I'm going to go back to the people who scolded me and scold them. I get in trouble every day on this show. You don't even know what it's like to get in trouble.
But they put your name all over the walls.
I know.
And they give you cool microphones.
With my
name
on it.
So they clearly are fine with you.
So you're nominated for Artist of the Year, Entertainer of the Year for the CMAs. It's you and George Strait and Jason Aldean.
I'm really excited.
Luke Bryan. Who am I forgetting? Blake Shelton.
Blake
Shelton. Yeah. So why should you get my vote?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would say you personally, I would probably apply to the fact that we're both meteors, and I would be like,
flying to the sky, that's correct.
Remember that joke we have? Mm. Remember that when you're voting. But I don't know, just generally the fact that we're on the radio, like I'm having a hard time figuring out like why everybody listening would want to. Especially not if I'm asking them to. Because that tends to be like the whole thing where if somebody asks you for something, you're like, well, I'm not going to give it to you now.
I have heavy influence.
I could be like, ooh, I could go through the, I could go from the like, oh, you should really vote for the girls in the category. And then they'll look and they'll be like, oh, she's the only girl in the category.
Or you could do, you should vote for the only person in her 20s.
True.
Is that really true?
Yeah, they're all older and they're all men. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's really nice.
And you had like 5 AMA nominations yesterday?
Yes. Isn't that cool?
Is it still cool to you? I mean, you've won everything.
Obviously. No, I seemed totally bored by it.
Come on, you've won everything. So is it still super cool?
No, not everything.
Because that's a fan vote, right?
What do you want that you haven't won? What do you want? You said not everything. What do you want that you haven't won?
Third Entertainer of the Year.
Okay. Well, you've had that. But
not three times yet.
Okay. Is there anything else you want?
Definitely. I want like a Polaroid camera.
Dude, I have a Polaroid camera that's a new one that's like digital on top.
No, I don't want that.
Have you seen it?
No. I want a refurbished old one. But I like that you have that. And then congratulations.
Oh,
please vote for me.
You got it. You just got my vote.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is here. I know you have a long day today. And it's nice.
I don't. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, and they just told me in my ear, you got to go and you have a long day.
I'm going to go home and order Chinese food for the rest of the day.
And watch
Scandal. Not in the morning, but later when it's appropriate.
Well,
sorry.
Thank you for coming by.
Okay. I'm happy that I did because you guys are really fun.
Well, okay. And I want to know what they told you about me. I'd really like to know because I need to put an end to this. Hey, come here, Jay-Z. I want to get your record guy up here. Is he here?
He's outside.
Oh, he knew he was going to get called in.
Yeah.
That's why.
They don't like that.
That's why I get in trouble, because I do that stuff.
We're still going to investigate into why you get trouble. Like, why you get in trouble specifically, like, extreme amounts of trouble, and why people yell at you all the time.
I think you and I would be pretty good friends.
Usually when people say, like, this always happens to me,
it does.
It's more of a, like, maybe it's you.
It is? Oh, it is for sure me. Oh, for sure it's me. I push buttons on purpose. But in a nice way, because I'm a nice guy.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
All right, Taylor Swift.
That's my cue to leave.
No, it's not. Hey,
is she going to tell you what they said?
No, she doesn't want to. Hey, do you want to act out a scene from Titanic?
Sure. You didn't think I was going to say yes to that, did you?
I actually thought you would. I didn't. Yeah, I know. They said you're cool. There's one thing they said.
Oh, they said that, did
yes.
they?
Your turn.
They said you're cool. You're up.
Yeah, they said that about you,
no,
too.
No, that's a lie. Let's do Titanic. Here, let's do Titanic. Are you ready? You're Rose. I'm Jack.
Oh my God! Why the first line is "I love you, Jack," and
except he'd like you to change Jack to Bobby.
Oh my God!
Okay, go ahead. Shh, guys, we're acting here.
Okay. Oh,
are you a method actor when you act?
You know what I think we should do is I think we should switch roles.
Okay, you got it.
And action!
I love you, Jack.
Don't do that. Don't say your goodbyes. Not yet. Do you understand me?
I'm so cold.
Listen, Rose. You're going to get out of here. You're going to go on. You're going to make lots of babies. You're going to watch them grow. You're going to die an old lady in your bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body. Go with it.
I think we should end with that.
Okay, go. I have another one. Let's do Sixth Sense.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who you are?
You can pick.
I'm the kid.
You want to be Cole or Malcolm? Okay, ready?
Action!
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
Blinks very slowly.
You don't say that. That's parentheses.
No, I think it's important that you radio. Understand that we're on the radio. Okay, they don't know it says that. And it's a very important part in the scene.
Parentheses. Go ahead.
That I blink very slowly. I just did it. You didn't even look.
Sorry, I'm reading my line. Go ahead.
You didn't even look.
Do your line. Do your line. Okay.
I did my line. Okay. I just said
take
I was
it from
cold.
The top. Take it from the top. Take it from the top. Cut.
Okay, one last time real quickly. Go ahead.
Action.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Blinks quickly. Okay.
Cole takes an eternal pause.
You don't read that, Taylor.
No, we are on the radio. This is your job. It's
okay,
important that
ahead.
You care about the people who are being affected by this in their cars right now. They can't, they don't know. Oh my God. Wow. A silent tension engulfs them both. Which
that's
is also
true. It's been happening for the last half hour. Go ahead.
I see people. Malcolm gazes quietly. I see dead people.
Rap. There it is. Nice job. Okay, scene. Taylor, seriously, thanks. Nice to meet you finally.
You guys are amazing. Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you. Taylor Swift, everybody. All right, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.